Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. My name is Amin, and your co-host will be Tanuba Glugomani. He's from South Dakota. You got it.
Hello, welcome to Indigenous Voices of the People. This is your guest host tonight, Grill Salon, and our star host is Tanuka Blue Hot Money, headman of the Strong Heart Warrior Society, for being independent Lakota Nation. Tanuka being one of the long-term activists who's familiar with different things going on across Turtle Island here with the said tribal governments and different corruptions and so forth. And he's one who advocates and helps the elders, helps the youth maintain the culture and the language and some of the Lakota history. So we welcome him to the show. And we always start the show off with a prayer and try to end with a song. And this is your show, folks, Indigenous Voices of People, where you can listen in, call in, engage the speakers on the show and the callers and listeners, and can exchange information and learn from one another. And there are a lot of different issues going on across the country and at different reservations in an Indian country that need to be discussed and need to be solved. A lot of things were misunderstood. A lot of things happened over the years. Different acts of Congress, different treaty signing, different things that went down that would today's standard be invalid. Get a man drunk and coerce him to sign a contract, take his belongings, it's a crime. So these things we discuss and look for solutions how to deal with them across Indian country. So on that note, we open up our show. We welcome to our show your host tonight, Tanuka Blue Hot Money.
Oh, it's Tanuka, great that you guys got on the... Yes, I am. I'm here. I can hear you. I just hope I can be heard.
Yes, you can be heard. You good?
I hear you loud and clear, bro.
All right, listen, brothers, we're going to open up with a real strong Lakota prayer, and let's get into the show more heavy about all the issues that are going on in Indian country. So here's our opening prayer. Okay. Ho, wana, rwocheke wakakiste. Ho, tkongkashila wakantkanka kichi maneto. Ampeto waste lechus e. Chante waste onkina jiminkan woki wazi. Wate metkaki kilapi. Don't you make happy never tear papi con si pray won kitchu na unkaita for lila xel chasana o kola kitche kilena echa lila yot yeka wa sloye kilena ois pak te khias at a hoch na wa bless you has me se ta ta kilena e chunk te kena echa wo ik jan khaki ki ois pa mata ye chin ka tos ki chunk te kena echa wa bless you ji wo ke kena ai ka Oh, let's put it in the water. Oh, check it. It's a huge thing. 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 Είναι ένας νιώτσεκες, λέει, που σε ακούσπα. Κι α, έτσι είστε, αφέτε, λέει. Α, έπαιξε, να κοιτάτε, λέει. Σαν θέω, ας νιώτσεκε, ο ακάχε, μία έτσι έτσι, εγώ έτσι. Νιχνά να νιώκα. Ω, μητά και έτσι. What I did in the language is mention everything to the great mysteries from the four directions of the animal nations and whatnot. And one of the things that we must keep in mind is that a lot of times our people get caught up in different circumstances that you all know this, Indian people in Indian country. You all have an issue that you want to arise with. And then we constantly ask you guys to participate, engage, do things in a manner where it shows that your interest and your involvement is about what needs to be addressed in Indian country amongst its people. And I mean its people. Because any other term we use, we still don't really believe in the sense of what we're talking about because you go the other way. When I mean that the realities that unfold amongst us, okay, from a colonial perspective, the white man has always issued a foundation that neutralizes the rights of people and takes it away from them. And so without any other further understanding to deal with the problems that surround us in Indian country, take a look at white America's policies and procedures. They're always up to something. Today, folks, let me tell you something, what happened. I didn't have a chance to take pictures of it, and I wished I did. But they're mobilizing Special Forces Unit and a military unit. I seen 4 semi-trucks that had personnel carriers heading south on Interstate and Highway 79 in South Dakota. And so when I look at that kind of involvement of what these industrial complexes are doing, the military is getting ready to engage in something, and we don't know what it is. And this is the hard part. You all vote Democrat. You all vote Republican. But neither party engages on the independent structure. They sure do love to use independent as a model and as a token of what a module unit is. A model and a module is 2 different things. A model is with MOD. A module is MOD. So that's what we talk about today in Indian country, because people today are not really seeing because you're all comfortable. And this makes really a clear picture if you see exactly what's going on in Indian country. White America is dying, folks. So they got to use their military, law enforcement, to do heinous stuff to attack the people of color. And needless to say, we're all part of it. And so when I engage on these matters pertaining to what happened in Indian country, it's to protect your human rights as that person of color. That's what we got to see unfold here, the protection of our human rights and engaging them with full, you know, independence, you know, structure. We'll never get anywhere until we act like this. We have a saying, and bear with me, because I'll reinterpret it in English. Ma chance can I get something with fucking my. Not talking loud up here. Lila auta ata wa stroi ki lechin si olus pe to ki lala pe. Wa e o tati uaglap. Ata mila haskat khawo khe ki ogna hechu si naji. Na heno as testi mi taki. Ka kia lechin si empetu ki tako e khe ki hene nye chet ki ati pa akhpapte. Dak shiche nisho nus pe ki mila haska o speni chapte. O akhan khan naji pina. O akhan khawo aglaka. O tati yao pe. Kia hechu si chanun pa glaha mani. Mecha hechu se. One got the dark sheets of one black in and each is Yachim Pichawana, Mila Haska, King Coffee. What I said in the language about what's going on is it's up to you people to decide on what path you want to walk on. And quit lying to the great mystery. Quit playing that you're saying you're Indian and all this. I don't want to hear that crap. It gets frustrating because our people use the spiritual practices to take it to a different level. And you bastardize that input. You don't pay attention to the children that are getting removed. You don't pay attention to the people that are being carted off in these nursing homes. And most of all, you don't see our people getting sentenced with heinous crimes against humanity or getting locked away. You see, the white race is on the declination of declining, okay? Its population is declining. And now people in major cities, like even in Rapids, they're getting ready to start the mode for Donald Trump again. They're going to do it again. You see, this is where you all, man, like to talk, you know, a lot of crap. You talk shit. Because you say you're really giving a damn about your people, but in fact, you don't. When you look at people being carted off into colonial prison camps, state, federal, penitentiaries, and then these colonial nursing homes, where our elders are being lonely and they're dying because of the lack of, you know, food, the malnutrition process. And these kids, our children, in the same predicament. And yet alone people like Chinupa and many others. And I'm not using my name just to get ahead. No, no, I'm still doing the work. My van here is packed with donations again, folks, for my people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. That's what I do to serve my people. In ancient times, that's like going out and getting wild game and things that they need to take care of our nation. Our ancestors have done that. The dog soldiers have done that. Needless to say, you all say that. Oh, I'm a warrior. I help. On the internet, you can talk to anybody out there and lie, just like the white race, to pick up and collect donations, but you never put it through. You're all under the influence of some controlled substance, whether it's street paraphernalia or alcohol. And you know this, Indians, listening audience. You know this. And if this offends you, so be it. I thought I'd open the show more structurally this because that's what I witnessed and seen when these semi-trucks went by with these personnel carriers. These people are prone to do something. And until you guys, man, engage in this activity, then you'll understand what freedom is. Because right now it's just a word. You don't live it. You don't exercise it. And as stupid as you all are, you're still telling, Mr. White Man, can I get some stimulus again, please? You're still begging the SOB for something, man, that he constantly wants you to take a foothold so he can control you. That's what bondage is. If you understand the Bible processes of what is read in those scriptures, bondage is the actual meaning of control. And if that offends you, so be it, because the Bible never was in this country. Other tribes and other people that have a way of living in my country, that don't exist. You show me where the Lakotas were in China. You show me where the Lakotas were in Korea. You show me where the Lakotas were over in Japan. You show me where they were in Rome. You show me when they're in the Mediterranean. You show me, man, where ours, you know, our people were in the Greek country, in Greece. You show me all that. You show me all that, Chinupa, will shut up. I'll shut the F up and allow you guys to go ahead. Hell, I'll dye my skin white because they can invent that now. Anything the white man is using creativity to neutralize you, I'll dye my skin white. But I'm sorry, folks, I can't do that because what I'm giving you is the accurate truth. All those other countries over there, they're not trying to be white. Take a look at it. And it's been 500 and something odd years that the white race has been in my country when they arrived here in 1492, and not one Indian turned white. Back to you all, and that's my attitude today because what I see, I witnessed it, and they gave stimulus checks to my tribal people, and they're all in Rapid City, happy face. Some are buying drinks. Some are buying marijuana. See, they're sneaking it back into the red. This is what the white man does. They're not buying food. They're not buying things that are a necessity to use in the household. Hell no. And who's going to pay for it again? It's the Indian people that believe in the independence of how these treaties work. And that's the ones that have been paid for it, man. You all are just so, you know, contemplating the issue, but you don't see the white man washing your face for you and making a smile. But you can't smile for yourself. Back to you two, the grill. I mean.
All right. Thank you for that, Brother Chinook, Blue High Money, folks. His perspective on this issue, independence, self-determination. As they pay back the American people, they're supposed to give them back their money. They're doing it in the form of stimulus and this payment and that payment. In all actuality, they're supposed to be giving back to the people the money that they took. They took gold and a lot of money from the people, and they issued bonds and treasury notes, which they don't stand up to. 1968, they abolished it. They went through some other policies as fictitious things. So we see as we live in that fictitious world with them, as Chinooka just stated, like being at the puppet show in the theater, participating in the show, which is a crime against humanity. Instead of things being real, it's all in the facade world. We take place, take part of that facade, and we're helping to keep the crime going on. Big conspiracy, folks. You either with it or you ain't with it. But that independence, everybody loves so much. It's only implemented if you implement. But as long as you consent to the contract of a fraudulent show, an illusion, then what do you have? I mean, and most people look at it as their reality is that they're going to lose their benefits and they're not going to be able to sustain. The reason why we have so much hunger and so forth and not being able to sustain is because the people not doing their own thing. They depending on somebody else. Each individual have his own talents, own skills. The great creator didn't send nobody here and didn't give him what he needed to make it, to survive. He even came with a stipend. So much air, so much food, so much water, so much time. Use it properly or squander it. Up to you. To be free and independent, it only can implement if you implement. We would like for callers and listeners to call in at 657-383-1630 and share your idea, your perspective on these topics. We'd like to hear from you, hear your perspective on what's the solution for the people to get out of this impoverished and oppressed state when you vote for someone to represent you and they turn around and oppress you with the system that's designed to take care of everyone? So how do you solve this issue? It's through reform and all these other programs. They've been reforming and for the last how many hundred years?
Yeah.
For the last 150 years, we've been going deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole, folks. Life is beautiful when you're doing it yourself. So we open it up to our people as we come to the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, real quick. Okay, area code 505-0162. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
It's Oyate.
Hey, brother Oyate.
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling from, I don't know, someplace in Florida right now. And, yeah, I've been listening to everything. And, you know, get a different perspective on it over here. I've been on this side before, but now that I'm on it right now, and looking around and become more aware that all this land, the way people took it, and now they're trying to get everything else. And you know, we can't do much about like a lot of the other tribes, but for the Lakota, we can do a lot. Do what needs to be done. We can actually get back control of our territory, all our land. We can actually do that, and we don't need all the people to rally around and hold up flags and all kinds of stuff. We just need a few people, and we just need to kind of identify each part of our society and show. We just need to show why they would benefit from this and why they don't participate. And many of them, you know, you can see the reasons why they don't, because a lot of drug addicts, a lot of hope. I don't know about the noise, but I hear a whole lot of noise.
Carlos, can you mute your phone until you speak, because you get a lot of background noise coming from the callers. So push the mute on your phone until you're ready to speak.
Oh, yeah, I was saying that the Lakota aren't going to rally around cause like that, independence. A lot of them, they have fear that things aren't going to turn out good for them, or they're going to lose their benefits or something, you know. And every facet of our society has a reason that we can identify, and because we can identify all these reasons for these people, we can make a good case for ourselves. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, I was going listening to Kanupa. Harry comes down here too. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing. This happened to him today. Oh, you might be right. Something may be happening next week.
Thank you for that perspective, Oyate. That perspective there, you're right. A lot of people, they're afraid to step up because of so many terroristic things have happened to our people in the past, over the land, over water rights, and from ancient time all the way until today. So, but you know, today is a new awakening, new dawn, and it may not be a whole lot of people go with us, but we want to go and make the case for our people, and however many nations wish to join us, we welcome them. So we're going to make our case in front of the world that we're no longer going to accept the colonial policy. Period. We want to live on our terms. We have a right to that, and you guys signed up for it. You agreed to it. Being that you're signatory to it, we need you to step up, and you know, we have to hold them accountable because they have to give certain assistance. And we can hold them to it. But first things first, we have to establish ourselves as a whole. You know, we got warriors from different nations all across the Turtle Island. We got different members of many different nations across Turtle Island who are for independence. We have a lot of people behind us. We wish to free all of you. But we're definitely bringing our case forward with or without whoever is either they're with us or they're not with us, they show or they don't show. We intend to show, and we always show up and do what needs to be done for our people. We fought many cases, many battles for our people, all the time. This is an everyday struggle. But if you truly wish to be free, you have to become part of that struggle. Comfortable sitting on the couch watching the show with the remote, hot pizza, you know, your snack tray or whatever. Okay, that's cool if that's what you want. We need our land, we need our resources, we need our own education, and we need our own language, our own culture. We have all these things, and we want to implement that and impart it to our people. Today, my grandson, one of my grandsons, they called in from the school, and they wanted to award him Student of the Year. So I told him, okay. So we supported him in that. Came out, three teachers, two women and one man. They presented him with an award, and the teacher went out of her way. She said because he was the most engaging student, and he would do his work. He would do the work on his own without much of them putting the input in. Yeah, it's colonial schooling that we're talking about. Yet, he told them when they wanted to take the pictures and make the video of it with the props that they brought with congratulations and all that, which was a great achievement for a 14-year-old kid. He told him who he was, and he said, I want to take my papa's war club, my grandpa's war club, and I need to hold that in the picture. So I need them to know who I am. Well, that spoke volumes to his teacher, and they said they supported that. So we just have to put ourselves out there, who we are and what we stand for. Who can deny us? The naysayers? But the whole world of indigenous people are on this movement, independence and self-determination. I think Ireland just stood up behind Palestine when none of the other countries, even their own fellow Arab countries, never stood up for them. Not really get behind them. Ireland just get behind them. So Creator will send the help. Because the help comes from the Creator. Mother Earth, she will help us. The animal nations, they have witnessed and they're going to help us. They all play a role, all of the nature. But the people discount the nature of things. La ilaha illallah. See. So turn it back over to you, listening audience. And give us your perspective.
Error code 505-3576. State your name, where you calling from, and what you confirm.
It's Tahisha Hart from Florida. Right now, I'm from the Mohawk Nation. Hi, Gluhamani. I just want to speak on behalf of what he was speaking about, how our people are not standing up and helping one another in desperate times as it is right now. And so many of us are selfish. We can't open our hearts and our minds to the people that are disadvantaged and don't have the strength to get up. I witnessed this in Albuquerque, New Mexico. All the homeless and the drug addicts and everything, people just turn them away and don't want to offer a hand to give them something to eat when it was cold out there. Can't give them blankets or any type of clothing. I seen some people that were walking didn't even have decent shoes, and they would come to us where we were at. I never turned nobody away. Well, I give them the last of what I got to help them out, because love and kindness means a lot to people. Because there are people out there that don't care about these people. If they don't care about them, where are they going to go? You know, they didn't ask to be there. It was like Guru Hamani said, the Washichu man has done this to our people and to those people that are out there. Majority of them are Washichu people that are suffering out there on their own drugs and their own alcohol that they have produced, not only for themselves but for other people, to poison their minds. These people have no strength to get up and be strong like us. When our older people were here that have passed on and made their journey, they tried to teach the young generation, our generation. Now we have to teach the younger people how to live, how to be strong, and how to take care of our own people. And a lot of them can't do that because the white man's medicine and the white man's drugs and alcohol is destroying our people. And we, like I say, we need to be strong. We need to take care of these people. You know, I give up the last of whatever I have. I don't have to have the richest in the world to be happy. Whatever I have, I'm happy with, and I will share it with anyone. Back.
Huge job here. This is Ariate.
Hey, yes, Jay. Thank you.
Hey,
grandma wisdom.
Yeah, right. And, you know, some things you don't know about Kahisha is she was in the Oka standoff. You know, she don't just talk. Yeah, she don't just talk. But when she does talk, you know, she knows what she's talking about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, she was absolutely 1,000% correct. You got to teach the young ones how to live, what to do, because all these electronic distractions and video games, and all the TV, all this other stuff, music and movies, everything to take them away from taking care of themselves and their people. She is absolutely correct. They got to be taught. And some people, they can't get up and do for themselves. Or they have fell so low that they don't have the strength to get back up, and they need that hand. So they need that love. He's absolutely correct. And thank you for that wisdom. And thanks for sharing, validating that with us, Oyaste. Hey, that was very powerful. Thank you.
Here it goes, 630-3600. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is Gabriel Reyes from Illinois. Very happy to be on here. I've been trying to, but so busy. Let's see. I'd like to, you know, first and foremost, thank you guys, everybody on here, Jabril, Tariq, Janupa, Lenny, Etta, Rachel, Jenny, Bryce, Oyate, the people that really make the show, actually utilize this show for what it is, and that's just voicing off your opinions and expressing yourself and, you know, everything like that. And, yeah, I've been just, like, listening to all the shows and just rage has been building up in a positive way, I guess. I thank you guys to showing me how I should be feeling with all that's going on from those indigenous bones found in Canada to pipelines to everything that's going on. And I totally agree with Chinooka that we got to blame the white man. Otherwise, we just let him roam free and just rape the land, and you end up with situations like the hydraulic fracturing pits that are just kind of left out there. You end up, you know, having that Flint, Michigan incident, the Teflon DuPont damage that, you know, it's everywhere now in the rivers and the water, pollution, all that stuff. And as much as the white man has taken indigenous land, he's still knocking at your door, and it's just enraging. It's like, you took all this land, but you're still knocking at their door, talking about, like, oh, yeah, we got to, you know, put this pipeline in. It's, like, ridiculous. It's overwhelming, and, yeah. Back to you. Well, actually, if I could speak on a little bit more, I have been working on something. I am planning to take a trip to South Dakota to visit Chinooka and getting some donations together. That's pretty much where I see myself helping out, healing the indigenous people, because only through them I feel like we have a chance at healing or remediating what the white man did. And I can't wait to give my part and do what I can, because no one else is going to do it. No churches, I believe, are going to really make a dent in there. I mean, I've been slowly kind of turning away from the church, turning away from anything government. Well, I mean, to a point. I don't think that my votes matter that much, because I feel like it's a popularity contest, and or, you know, it's just been for like the last 40 years back and forth, Democrat, Republican, and it's just BS now. And for church, I was raised Catholic, and after seeing, you know, countless stories, same as the Canadian incident up there, I mean, I just can't support being a Catholic anymore. It's just ridiculous. It's, yeah, I don't see the point in that. I feel like, you know, my money is more worth going to indigenous people. I mean, when I had donated, you know, for the collections at church, I mean, I don't know what I believe. And then I see another church, a very glamorous church, being constructed, you know, down the street again, you know, and there's churches all over. Just, man, I'm just stressed. But back to you with me. Thank you for hearing me.
Sharing those, you know, sharing that with us, and it's very enlightening to see that people are looking at it in that way, because That's the independent way, looking at it that way and not in another way that somebody else structured for you. And it's a, you know, you were able to see these things and then make some change yourself. You're doing that, maybe many others will follow you. Thank you. Take the next caller.
Next caller is 605-1440. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Oh-ho, it's Chicago Kid from the
Chicago
Shop.
Chicago Kid. Oh, man, doing good.
Sounds like that sun shining nice and brightly on all this life that's living. As we're rotating around the sun, the starship connected to the stars, the doors are all open for independence and freedom. The only lock is in your brain. Doors open, repeat, doors are open for independence and freedom.
That's what's going on up there, Gray?
Polka here.
Okay. Doors open for independence. Doors wide open. Question is, who want to go through? Good to hear you, Bryce.
We just had a meeting, Lakota Elders Council, and they want to get some things done, so it's good. It's good now, and the movement's going. Good spiritual movement. We need to place them elders in that honor and dignity where they belong. Can't ignore them anymore. A couple serious issues that came up was this methamphetamine, and that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, well, whatever the elders come together and decide need to be executed.
We sang a birthday song to Maldas, who's 91 years old today.
Finally.
And she spoke the strongest. She made us younger guys know that we need to protect and we need to carry out what these elders tell us to do.
MashaAllah.
Yes, indeed. Erica 180762. State your name, where you calling from, what's your concern?
Yeah, this is Rachel from Oklahoma. I'm going to have to say whatever the elderly lady from Florida State decide on, and I agree with her. She hit the nail on the head about a lot of things.
Top the hour. We can still take callers. 657-383-1630. Do call in, engage in the conversation, or at least acknowledge yourself so you can all say hello to another relative.
The board was lit up with eight callers, and the majority of the callers was already has spoken, and not unless you have something else you want to add on to this conversation, you're quite welcome.
I think Chinupa will step up and really enlighten people on really taking a look at what's happening in 2021 in the month of June. Mitakepi, woyuk tiantankikya lena lechus e walakab hunter. Mila haska ki lena dark shiche e chumpiki, hena echa trokata ki ispeokte. Na lechalakes e hunk taku I wogalaka oki he. We chak happy. Kya hechus e. We on zi wogalaki. Na, we chak he. Ho yun kawa na, mila haska ki lena echa. Taku hena wosuta wanicho ki he. Tohaksi oyate mitho ki taku igreko ki he. Tohaksi tchokata ki amila haska ayapaha. Toha. Oteachi iwaglakabna. Oteachi itano. Heon cha hocho ka kima aicha ya ubna. Tchokata ki eichagnaka. Oenika ke hunk kima. Now we want to go chipi and isha tokata ke echagnaka. Now a chipi on ki chopi isha tokata ke echagnaka. And now a station me ka kipi. As wakhantan ka ki chima ne tukile. Wan spikile e honey on kub he ha. Wa blaze suta wea e chetka. Hechus e lila ota. Eate me trafi ichachiapi. Wea e chanta. How you can wanna who can I spell on Kiapi? We know Tala. We am Ina Tongi Chungshi and I ate a spell on Kiap. Wana or ate met hockey, your tea, Takisha. No, we chasa henna in Shia Opkapi. We chasala, we chasa, Lexi Misunkala, Chieon keep top in a atona, spell on Kiapi. Chungkis na la bona. As let's talk is eh, chunksi mit haki wogla ke ki he, hechus eh yecha etu, na wanke, na misunka la nako, chewa kile oyate ki insho wogla ke ki he, wichake, hena tona hunk opcha kile tak, shita mila haska etchumpi, wana kao mitake, pe ani, tashunka etko na ha, tatanka iota ka na, nuko aniche na ha, Shunka Wapana Sitankana Shahila on Kit Hopiki Oate Hena Echa Night Izipi Naha Mahpia Trokilena Esha Night Izip Natroka Kilena Hena Ptala Kinazimna Mila Haska Ki Tak Shit Echump once at Natrak Pitcham no Chaka Sotap He a honey Echumpi Natsanupa ki he umpa on a hechus e woi kan oa blazi wangi oispab. O heta han trokata ki ya bina. Kai chi pha gile mila hanska techia eong na kapi. He na hanski he yange. He on cha lechus e aum na techia. Dak shitya wi choku ziog na ungak babi cha lila yoti. Lech hala kis e lek shi na ha chi unki trapi. Makashi na ki unki. Shunka kanji e chapi. Shunka kanji. He echapi wana he makashi na kyunki wichoni eki. Na hunk hechus iok pichab as wasloi ke lena tohne hechus e etuam si na wanka. Taku hena o wank pichis niki hena eches e wala wala kapi kite. As e chanum sni. Me e eches e wang wala kite. Se chunha chankulu ta le o manik te na tukata ke taku e chanuk te hata. Wolak hote chetke hechus e nazik te na abra zakte. Toha hechus e chano hata. Taku kas iye honik te na ha. Tak shite hena kakpi iyankte. Uma chetke iyankte. Ho hena hechus e lak hoto oyate ki wakanki yon kit kapi. Wichasha na ha wina ki hena I wogla kabe hane. Hena wana waneche. Na wana iyeska wankte. As we come into the top of the hour of 6 o'clock mountain time, it's 5:49 in the state of South Dakota within Lakota country. I shared something with you guys and your listening audiences in our language. You see, the Wash Ake, Kankikia, is independent. And it's similar to the treaty, okay? These contracts that were imposed upon our people to neutralize our, you know, spiritual rights, our rights connected to the great mystery, and our rights connected to our grandmother, the earth. And for a majority of you that like to engage and talk, okay, what is it you're really talking about? When you heard my sister Geraldine talk, I felt her strength. I felt her passion. I felt her experience. And most of all, I felt her everyday living. You see, we all had that at one time. But the white man's way of life took that away from us. Now we don't know how to think freely and independently. We think in bondage because they have that control of us and over us. And when you look at how our elders, past and present, that stood up to the might of the military and law enforcement, they whipped them in any circumstance. So they have to come with negotiation tactics and plea bargaining and part of that jail. I know. I was in Wounded Knee in 1973. I was 13 years old, man. I know. I've been there. I've done that. And I'm still living it today. And just like my sister Geraldine expressed that open gratitude for what she witnessed in the state of Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's everywhere. But see, this is how systems work. When the failure of the Mediterranean, Mesopotamia, the Greeks, the Egyptians, and the Romans, and now the failure of the American Empire, you will see that these people are repeating history. If we don't get back to the generation of what family upbringing is from a nutritious standpoint, and I mean a nutritious standpoint, because we can all talk about all the crap that goes on and all that, but if you're not going to direct it at the white race, why talk? That man is a liar, not only to the people of color, but to himself. And he's going to continue to do that, and you people are going to go for it. And you know you are. You know who you are that I'm talking about, all of you. Some of you that are tuned in that think you know about the American Indian Movement, that think you know about the Black Panther Party, that think you know about the Brown Berets, and that think you know about the Ku Klux Klan. You don't know crap about the Strongheart, Chantet Inga Okolakiche. This ancient dog soldier man has been here since the beginning of time, and it always has been, and we are forever. I never was a member of the American Indian Movement. I was a supporter of AIM. I never was a member of the Black Panther Party. I was a supporter of the Black Panthers. I never was a member of the Brown Berets, but I've been a supporter of the Brown Berets. And as far as the Ku Klux Klan go, shit, I hate them the same way they hate us three races. I don't care about them. I never have. I took a flag from them. I still have it in my possession. I talk about it. I told the papers to print this while I'm holding it. They didn't give a damn. But that's fine. I don't care. But see, the image of what people fail to see is that if the great mystery came to you right now in physical form and said, hey, people, what have you done to serve me? You're all going to shit in your pants, having the runs like you have diarrhea, or you'll fall over and die, because this is the man that we worship. And I'm only using the English consonants and content to express this opening understanding, because all of you, I hate to say this, you're all full of shit. You're lying to yourself. And this is what we see as a people struggling to remain free and independent. There are scores of women out there, not only red, yellow, and black. There's even some white women out there, okay? Check this out. Those white women are bastardizing their own people by pulling them in to people of color. And you know this, but you don't say nothing. And I'm talking about them rainbow people. Because that's what you all follow. Now all these reservations are starting to sell marijuana, and they say it's medical use. I came through the town of Hill City, and there's a mangy moose saloon, okay? And on the billboard it says, we have medical use marijuana. White man, you see what I'm saying? As long as you're numb and dumb, people, the states and the federal governments and the county governments and the tribal governments will rape legislation to impose heinous infractions against you, man. Those are original and real crimes against humanity. That's what the race of the white race does. And I mean the race of the white race, man. I've learned from three important men, and I'm going to say them again. I learned from my grandfather, Roy Martin. I learned from Lehman Brightman, and I learned from Russell Means. All three of them men left me now, and I'm here. I'm here. Chanupa Gloha Money is here now. You see, these are the things that we're trying to help you understand the nature of what's unfolding in this country in 2021. What did I just tell you? I've seen police mobilizing downtown Rapid City with these assault vehicles. I've seen 10 of them get off locked and loaded with their own hardware and regalia. And then I've seen two semi-trucks shoot by with Humvees, and then four other semi-trucks with personnel carriers. Where they're going? Where are they headed to? They're going somewhere to deploy them and get them ready to use. America has always been a communist country. It has always been a police state. And you people like that. You allow it. You love it. Don't forget what they did to Brother George Floyd, the late George Floyd. Don't forget what they did to him to ignite this fire. And people became more on a chronic note of being acceptive from what the government started putting handouts on. And if that affects the Black Lives Matter, so be it. And if that affects the missing and murdered indigenous women, so be it. They already bought AIM out. They bought the Black Panther Party out. They bought the Brown Berets. And the Ku Klux Klan, they've always been in it with them. That's why they get protection all the time. But we dog soldiers. We chunk that iso kola kiche. We strong heart. We're still in the game, man. We're still in the game. Thanks to all you strong heart members and supporters. You're the reason why we still exist. If it wasn't for you guys, I'm dead now. And I'm the last leader of them, handed down from my grandpa, Chante Ohitika Wichasha, better known as Roy Stanislaus Martin. But his real name was Chante Ohitika Wichasha, brave-hearted man. That was him. Just like Chanupa Gloha Money. In order for anything to engage on the topics of independence, you have to go back to your traditional names. You got to kill the Anglo-Saxon names. You got to kill your Jimmy, your Henry, Mike, Lou, Jonathan, Calvin, David, Moses, Enoch, Jacob. You got to kill them. You got to get rid of those names now. They're not yours. Pick your own up. Pick it up. And that goes for you women. I don't want to call you Hazel, Barbara, Shirley, Cheryl, Lisa, Connie, Betty, Luella. I don't want to call you guys that. I want to call you them. If you're an indigenous woman, if you're a woman of black descent, yellow descent, brown descent, act like it. Get rid of these colonial policies of names. Go by your traditional. In our language, we have many sacred beings that have a name. For instance, here's what I'm getting at. Indians, Lakotas, Cheyenne, Rapo, and many others, Dene, Blackfeet, all you Crows, all you scouts and colonial scouts for the white man, listen. We have a name for a dog. We call him Shunka. Shunka. We have a name. So that's his name.
And here we are, we give him a white man name, but he can't respond to it. So we have a next thing you know, we have a cat in your house. His name is Igmu. So we give him another name like that. And guess what? They won't respond. They're the only ones in true life form that won't listen. But they're so gullible to make you two-legged people recognize that they still give a shit about you, and most of all, they love you. That's not heinous. That's not blasphemous. It's the truth. When John the Baptist met Jesus, and I always use this quotation, John the Baptist said to Jesus, "Baptize me, Jesus." And Jesus turned around and said, "No, John, you baptize me first." "No, Jesus, you baptize me." And then Jesus manipulated him and said, "No, John, if you baptize me, I'll make you fishers of men." But John the Baptist turned around and told Jesus, "No, Jesus, I want you to baptize me first, because if you're the Son of God, there's one that's coming after me that will baptize you in fire." Why fire? Well, when fire touches anything, whether it's wood, human flesh, it doesn't remain in its present form. So Jesus wanted to be baptized in water. So he asked John to do that. Now how many people are following John? None. How many people are following Jesus? None. You get what I'm saying? It's that manipulation concept that these chronicles from, you know, the Catholic, you know, Catholicism, through the good book that they created, written by civilized and modern man, the real tabloids belong across the water. That one clown went and made a movie about him. What the heck was his name, you guys? He made that movie, Saving Private Ryan, when these army guys went overseas. You know, the D-Day, whatever. That, what the heck was his name? That Tom Hanks. He made a movie about those chronicles of the good book across the water. He did. You see, these things belong over there. They work over there. When you look at how the Palestinians and the Israelis are scrapping it out, the Americans infiltrated them to do that, fight each other, when those guys are brothers. They're best of first cousins, like us over here. The white man divided all the tribes and make a circumstance for what, huh? Recovery Act and stimulus. This is all for ease money that came from the Cobal settlement. And at the end of all of it, remember, I'm going to say it again, folks. The original amount was $565 billion. Eloise's intention, I don't know it, but this is what I can figure out of my own, because I'm an opinionated man. I have them entitled to my own opinion. Eloise is $565 billion offer was to have every child become a millionaire. And they kept breaking it down. And then when they broke it down, then all these big shots wanted to get involved and talk. Trying to take the money from the Black Hills, like Mario Gonzalez and Bill Means and that cartoon guy from Rosebud, Philip Two Eagles. They had this meeting and nobody said that. My brother was there. My brother was there. Actually, he's my nephew, but I look at him as my brother because that's my Grandpa John, my Uncle John's grandson. They were there at that meeting. And I believe Bryce Underwood was there and many others. They could have said something to stop him and get mad, but they didn't. Nick Tilson was there, the guy that sold out and did all these things and, you know, put a plastic tape and became a sticker Indian for the federal government. He's on YouTube talking about, oh, yeah, federal government did this and gave us money. Oh, yes. But yet they put up that indigenous, you know, camp up in the Black Hills, and it was shut down. And yet they just forced a man to crawl inside of a van when he has no legs, man. He has no legs. Leo Calvin Yellowboy, the white police officers made him crawl in there, taking him out of his mobile unit, and gave him a different story, and another story came from the paper. And whoever filmed that video I saw only grips of it where they showed Calvin crawling into that van, crawling, and while white cops stood there. Another paper said that medical response teams were there. Well, this is the heinous act, how white people do people of color. If that was really true for a medical personnel unit to be there, why didn't they accompany him on that van? Why didn't they assist him instead of having him crawl? Man, white man, what the hell's wrong with you? You kill, you murder, not only live, four-legged, wingy. You, oh, man, I get so pumped with this. You lock people up for what? Man, maybe people of color, we red men, we black men and yellow men, maybe we should start locking white folks up and see what happens, huh? Let's put them SOBs in jail. Let's start doing that. Let's come together, people, and start arresting them and charge them for crimes against humanity, for lying, stealing, murder, rape, debauching kids, the removal of kids, killing elders, removing elders. We can do all that stuff. We can. They're doing it, and you all go for it. The same way they told you some bitches to put the mask on, and you went for it. This is my passion. This is my pain. This is my truth, man. I have yet to see the big video of Mr. Leo Calvin Yellowboy crawl into that van at the discretion of white America's police force. Man, you guys got to open up your hearts and eyes so your brain can see the real picture. I'm going to turn this all back to you guys to give you a chance before we close up at 6:30. I'm turning it back over to you guys.
The board is lit up. If no one, if anybody can respond. Chinupa, if people on the board, but no one is responding to what you have said.
Because they're all guilty, and they're also part of the pain that's going on. You see, they know what's going on out there. They're afraid to blame that white man. God damn you guys. Come on. It's time you start doing that, and you'll feel good about yourself because that's the problem. Look what he's done to all them other places over oil and other minerals. He bombs and kills poor people. And they're the ones who punish. That's it. They punish. Every time he invades the country, people penis. Not Paris, penis. There's a difference between penis and Paris. Look the word up, folks. When they penis, they're wiped out. Families can't cry for them. Families can't bury them. That's what penis means. I urge tribal governments and people to really look at their backyard. You think they did? No. The hard parts in this country is you all agree to it and you allow it. I'm sorry, man, but that's just the way it is with you. And if that offends you, so be it. Take a look. My sister Geraldine just explained something to you of the state of New Mexico. New Mexico! How heinous it was with the drugs. And they were mostly white folk. Different states are like that. Don't forget over there in Amsterdam and in Australia, down by Sydney area, there's a whole area, nothing but white folks on drugs. Chronically addicted to it. White folk.
White folk.
Yes. I'm happy for them. And I hope they continue to get more addicted to it. Yeah, they can kill themselves off. They're the ones that created the commitment of suicide. I hope it does. And the rest of us men are we cry and we're in pain over our loved ones. But they didn't die because they were all on drugs. They died because of the sicknesses that this white man imposed on us. Man, you guys need to open up your eyes and see, man, that house is burning, man. It doesn't matter if you put a Republican president in there or a Democratic. It's all the same thing. White's white. White's always thinking they're right, man. The bite has always been white, folks. And when you hear that gong, boom, they're wrong. Don't forget that. When you hear the gong, they are wrong. And that's what you people don't want to engage on. Had enough of this stuff, man. So I'm going to turn it back to you guys as we come down. And none of you guys that are sitting in and listening, man, pay attention. I'm going to ask the listening audience, maybe they should close with the song. I don't want no recorded song. I want a song from your heart that shows you're involved in resistance, man. Do that with the independent structure listening audience. One of you, or woman, one of you women, step up and take that song. End it as we come down to the top of the hour of 6:30. I'm going to wheel it back to you guys.
Well, we got some strong words from Shanika Duhama. Thank you for that, Shanika.
I'll send the ending song for you.
All right. Thank you, Grandma.
Hello?
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. We welcome that.
At least my sister stepped up to do it, and that's where my heart is. That's what I like.
Hello?
We hear you.
Go ahead.
Somebody else said hello. Whoever it is, continue to say hello. Hello back.
No, I think she was just saying hello after she said she's going to sing the ending song.
All right, bet. Bet.
So we're at, we got a good 20 minutes in the show. 18 minutes. So, Shanupa, can you enlighten the listening audience on how to remedy, how they could execute that type of independence and go back to the structure of the grandmothers setting council, making council, and the people moving in unison with the decision of the grandmothers and the elders? Because that just doesn't need to be implemented.
Well, what I can suggest and give you as a word of advice and encouragement, do it. Don't talk about it. Do it. And take some pictures of your elders that you're pulling together to help stand, like the grandma that's 91 years old on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation. I met her years back. Strong woman. Strong matriarch. Standing, man, for her people. But it's we, the people, that fail ourselves because we're still bastardized with English. We need to start engaging in language where the independence is. That's how freedom works, man. Haven't we learned from past and present circumstances where if we don't use the language, it's going to, man, diminish itself. It's going to vanish. It'll disappear. It'll go back to the animals. And then the animals will be wondering what the hell is wrong with the two-legged. Man, we gave you everything, and yet you still can't comply. But a white man comes along, and you comply for him. Make sense? Listening audience? Hell yeah, it does. Jeez. If you want independence, let's do it together. Go out there and do it. I've taught many people how to do it. The late Russell Means tried it. He failed. But I came right behind him to keep it moving. Now you got people like Chase Iron Eyes and that other idiot, man. They're all out there playing Indian, playing this, playing that. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I don't engage in that kind of stuff. They think they're the real Indians, and you go for it. Chase Iron Eyes is a white man. Listen to him. He has no knowledge of history. He has no knowledge of the value of life that you all encountered when the white race took it from you, man. He's a white man. He's an educated dude, man. That's the failure of red people, black people, and yellow people. Education of the white race is the failure. The solution is go do it in the independent structure. Quit waiting. Quit waiting. Quit waiting. And again, quit waiting, man. Do it. That's what you all do. You know you do that. Then when we invite you guys to radio shows to engage you on this shit, you don't know where to begin because you're still in the failure, man. My God, you guys. God damn, man. It's a struggle for us here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation to engage in stuff because you people know you're at fault. My sister Geraldine just explained to all of you she had to leave the state of New Mexico. She didn't have much to serve people, but she did it because that's our way. That is our way, man. God, you guys don't get it. Yeah, I'm a horse guy. I'm very serious on how I engage shit, but God damn it, I live it. I live it. And you're all comfortable. You all have a home. I don't have a home. Sanupa don't have a home, man. Again, I do not have a home. I live with two dogs, two shukas. God, you guys don't get it. You're all comfortable. You can go back to a home, lay on your damn bed, get something from the refrigerator and eat. I can't do that, man. So enough of all this crap you all talk about. Enough. Until you engage in the atmosphere the way Chinupa does it by serving his own people, by putting them in front of me, then and only then when you know and take a bite out of freedom. That's how independence works, man. Man, you guys are so, man, naive, man. You're just like a white man. And you know that. Come on, break that cycle of the white man's control. Free yourselves, man. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. Help me, man. God. I'm going to wheel it back to you because I want to hear my sister, man, Geraldine, sing for us as we come to the closing, man, minutes of our show. And thank you all for allowing me to engage this way. This is my passion. I just told you. Law enforcement made a man with no legs crawl into a van on a ramp, man. Where's the public outcry? Where's AIM? Where's the missing murdered women? Where in the hell is that James Swan? James Magoska Swan, wherever he goes by, Mega Sky guy. Where is he? Urban warrior dude. Where are these people, man? The cops are brutalizing Indian people. They did this to a homeless man that had no legs. Where's the outcry, man? Where's the cops engaging in their own people? What the hell, you cops? Why aren't you blaming your own men? That's inhuman. Law enforcement, goddamn, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Say something about your people, man, law enforcement. God damn, man. Enough of this shit. It's only going to get worse until you people engage in it, man. That video's out there. I have yet to see the full video of it. It's out there thanks to the people who took it, man. This is one of our tribal members. God damn, man. I will it back to you guys. My passion is getting too heavy here.
All right. We don't forget about what's really going on across Turtle Island in this day and age. Yeah, we have so many abuses and so many human rights violations. We have also started a human rights bureau office of our own where we go after those who like to violate our elders and our children and our neighbors and so forth. And that's independence for you folks. So as we come to the bottom of our show, Grandma Geraldine, can you close us out with a song? Geraldine. Someone's got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I can hear it on this end too.
No, no.
Some beautiful work, sister. I love you, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Thank you for all for participating. This is Chinupa Gruha Money of the Strongheart Warrior Society of South Dakota saying good night, and I'll see you all next week. Take care. Much love to all of you. Love you all. Aho.
Aho.
Thank you. Good night.